Today's the second day the Great Lakes dredging team is in conference, talking about what to do with the material. To give you an idea, a project in Unity Island Park used 60,000 cubic yards of material, and Corps of Engineers ecologist Andrew Hannes says the project could have used 100,000 cubic yards. The team visited the Outer Harbor and Unity Island. Army Corps Chicago District Environmental Engineer Jennifer Miller says her district wants to see what the Corps Buffalo District does.
Buffalo District has some great projects with beneficial use, and Chicago District wants to also do some similar things. You know, we've had more contaminated material, and so we have some harbors that are just getting to this stage now where we can look at beneficial use, and we hope to build on their successes here and do a lot of lessons learned.
The two sites visited are very different, since the Outer Harbor had most of its visible work done years ago, and the Unity Island Park project is still underway, creating an urban wetland on the edge of the Niagara River. Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation Senior Director of Design Mark Wendell told the visitors the goal is to make the Outer Harbor more recreational, with vast lawn and trees and areas for boats.
It's all going to be recreation, public access. We've done, like I said, a number of public hearings, and meeting with people, and it really focused in on more of the canal side, our development over there. On the other side be that urban density of building structures that needs to be worked out, and let this be more of a public access for the community.
Getting to that decision was a long, drawn-out process as the public fought most development on the Outer Harbor. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.